Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I was a keen supporter, but, you know, I'm glad he's gone. It's clear that the guy had some issues, but I'm a conservative, and one of the things that strikes me about this is, you know, he's getting his just due at this point. But compare and contrast this to John Edwards a few years ago. You know, when the allegations about Herman Cain came out, it was everywhere. When the allegations about John Edwards came out, none of the mainstream media touched, and they just ignored it.
I don't think that's true at all. I think Steve, a talk radio caller, who thinks the mainstream media has taken a shot at Herman Cain, they didn't. Edwards, I think you're, sir, you have a very bad memory. Then major news media was all over John Edwards as they needed to be. But some people have convenient memories. Some people just don't remember. Some people take things not necessarily on face value. And that's what makes for great conversation. And that's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. We're here in this hour of the program to get into the GOP race. I'd like to, and I think all of us would like to get away from Herman Cain as quickly as we can. We've got a little bit more here in the form of a conversation about this. Talk host Joe Riley with Paul Bedard from U.S. News and World Report about Cain suspending his campaign.
Big story inside the Beltway, Paul, would be Herman Cain being out of the race, eh?
Oh, big story everywhere, and that's because, you know, the question now turns to, okay, who does he endorse? And, you know, people would say, I guess, who wants his endorsement? I mean, right? I mean, the guy's been charged by five women so far of sexual harassment. Well, you know what? He has really deep ties with the Tea Party movement, and this is a group that he has helped get going over the last 2 years through his radio show down in Atlanta. And so it means something to get his endorsement. And, you know, Newt Gingrich is the obvious choice.
Newt Gingrich. Well, I mean, the GOP right now, is there anybody that's any kind of outsider feel? I mean, is the country not looking for outsider feel anymore? We want guys that have been doing politics their whole lives.
Joe, you don't sound sold on Newt Gingrich at all.
I'm not.
Well, you know,
or Mitt Romney, or we can go on down the list.
Well, I think the reason that Gingrich has got to the point where he is right now of challenging and even beating Romney, the more or less the standard bearer, is because people have looked for the outsider and seen that, you know, there's not someone who can actually deal with the issues in Washington. Maybe what is needed is a former governor, somebody who's been in politics. And also, Newt Gingrich has the advantage of being a Washingtonian who was a House Speaker, who helped balance the budget, reform welfare, and almost got a deal done with Bill Clinton on Social Security. So he's a doer with big ideas, and I think that's where the party is kind of starting to head as it goes into the Iowa caucuses in just 29 days.
Okay, I won't kid you. You had me at balanced budget. But if you're looking for a guy with experience, I'd like to see the experience be spend within your means or even save for a rainy day. That's what I'm looking for as we head to 2012.
Well, you can find a lot of, you're right, there are a lot of problems with Newt Gingrich. I mean, he was for the balanced budget, and he pushed Clinton into balancing the budget, but they were also huge spenders back then, not to the degree that we've been in the last decade, but that's an issue that Gingrich is going to have to deal with. But he's the only one who's been there, done that, and I think that's pretty attractive.
All right, the only thing that's interesting now about the Herman Cain situation is who is going to be the beneficiary of the support that he had. Where is it going? Do you know what you're going to do if you're a Herman Cain supporter? 800-510-8255. Here's Don Lemon talking about Herman Cain's attempts to blame all of his campaign problems on the news media.
The question is, what part of running for leader of the free world does Herman Cain not understand? You're going to be asked questions, a lot of them, on just about everything you have ever said or done, especially sexual misconduct allegations. Just ask Clinton, Vitter, Weiner, Foley, or Craig, shall I go on, Hart, Lee, or Edwards? You get what I'm saying. Yet Cain keeps trying to block reporters. As I said, we tried to help him out. Not only did he try to block reporters' questions, he lectured them, even handed out a journalist code of conduct. Now, let's be honest. It's the classic. It really is. It's the classic GOP move to blame the media. And even though the lamestream media defense is getting old, Kane and his representatives stuck to it to the very end. Kane's attorney, Len Wood, on CNN earlier this week.
I'm sorry if you find me naive or if you find my statements about Mr. Kane preposterous. What I find naive is the failure on the part of members of the media to be asking the tough questions of the accuser.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. The accuser is not, I repeat, not running for president. And she was questioned a lot by the media, even provided phone records by her, Mr. Attorney Wood. Fair warning, Kane isn't alone in its media's fault strategy. Ladies and gentlemen, your new GOP frontrunner, here's Newt Gingrich.
I took seriously Brett's injunction to put aside the talking points, and I wish you would put aside the gotcha questions. I, for one, and I hope all of my friends up here, are going to repudiate every effort of the news media to get Republicans to fight each other to protect Barack Obama.
All right, and here's another GOP frontrunner in an interview with Fox News.
I don't know how many hundred times I've said this, too. This is an unusual interview. All right, let's do it again.
Absolutely. Okay, so some real talk here. Let's just be honest about it. It doesn't get much friendlier for a GOP interview than Fox News. Huckabee, Palin, Gingrich have all worked there. Some of them still do. Long story short, maybe it's time for politicians who get caught in unflattering situations or who might have a bit of trouble with the truth to take responsibility for their own actions and stop blaming the media.
The media, the news media, get it right. I thought it was interesting in there. The classic conservative line is to blame the news media. Really? You never hear any Democrats blaming the news media? Come on, will you please? Mark, you're on the air on the countdown. Hi.
Boy, I got on fast. Hey, I'm disagreeing, and I'm going to back it up here a little bit. First of all, Edwards' case was broken by the National Enquirer, and the press was suppressing that until they had no other choice. And here's the one, if you want to go with Neil Borch's facts, he said you can go back on the record and see all the releases by ABC, NBC, and all the major networks. And he said they're all on the record. And he said after Clinton's situation came forward with a named woman who came forward and was very specific, there were five news reports in the next 72 hours. With Herman Cain's first one that was anonymous, there were 50.
And you may be talking about this at the very beginning. At the beginning, it was perhaps something that wasn't as the Enquirer got it. The Enquirer is now considered a legitimate news source. So I think that as you go through the revelations, there was plenty of coverage for John Edwards, and that was the point
after
I was making.
The Enquirer.
Not necessarily beginning at the beginning of this, but so what's wrong with the Enquirer breaking the story?
Well, nothing. What I'm saying is the mainstream press suppressed it until the Enquirer.
What's the mainstream press, sir? How do you define the mainstream?
Well, it's sure not the Enquirer. How about ABC, NBC, CNN, those kind of people?
I think that's only in their minds that they are the mainstream press. I think the National Enquirer is the mainstream with many people in our country.
Well, how about this then? Nobody knew it, or very few people knew it, until the Enquirer released it. It was suppressed to the majority of the country, and the press is so biased that it's driven me to the right.
I think, see, what you're doing, sir, is you're doing what a lot of other people do. You put everybody, whether it's the electronic or the print media, in the same scrutiny. The electronic media is a much different animal, if you will, than print. Print and electronic, they go down different streets. They handle things differently, mostly because of the immediacy of the electronic press versus the let's get it tomorrow. You know, the news of today you can get tomorrow with what's in print. And
Because that's the only place I can get good information for the most part.
Well, I'm not sure that you always get a good information. A lot of talk hosts are very biased and they present one point of view. And if you're in that member, if you're a member of that choir, it's okay. But there's
a lot
of stuff that isn't. Am I what?
Biased.
Am I biased? What is that question?
Well, in other words, should I be listening to you to get my facts?
I wouldn't listen to me to get my facts. I'm not about facts. This particular program is about reporting what's going on in the various talk media, whether it's television or radio. If you listen to my other program that I do, the Good Day program, you will hear it isn't an issue-oriented. It's not a hard-hitting. It's a fun morning program.
I agree.
It's having a lot of fun.
To you. I don't
and thank you.
Be a blowhard. I think you're
but I will tell you, that I say this often, I don't let facts get in the way of a good story. And that's the true
and that's
way.
Fine. And even,
a lot
even
of people
Bortz
who do.
In it for the entertainment.
Bortz is a blowhard. He and I are great friends. He's a gas bag, and he would be the first to admit it.
And he admits he is.
Yeah, of course he is. And that's what makes the radio, the programs that he does, and maybe what I do and some of the other folks do, entertaining, is because it's fun. It isn't all about the facts and getting the story straight. Thanks for your call, sir. Appreciate it. It's coming up on 18 past the hour on the countdown.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers at Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You can follow this program, by the way, on Facebook. Go to DougStefan.com. You see the listen box. See the connection to Facebook.com/DougStefan. Help yourself with comments there. Email Doug@DougStefan.com or use the aggressive way of getting your feelings off your mind is to take action right away and call 800-510-8255 and be heard in the moment. Herman Cain's decision to suspend his campaign, is it really because of money? Some people are asking that. A lot of people think that the reason he got out is because he's a big liar, and that may be. So let's move away from Mr. Cain and move into Donald Trump. Sort of inveigling himself into the situation. That's pretty entertaining conversation. That's next here on our Talk Radio Review.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a daily overview of the important items being discussed on the issue-oriented talk radio programs. And certainly the GOP race for the presidency is right up there. We'll be in the number one or number two position predictably this week. Here are hosts Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Rob Hunter talking about the upcoming GOP debate moderated by the Donald.
There's going to be a presidential debate December 27th. That's right. Right after Christmas, I need you to circle this date on your calendars. Subscribe to the ION channel if you aren't currently getting it, because you're not going to want to miss this. Donald Trump hosts a presidential debate.
Fantastic.
Fantastic doesn't begin to describe the debacle this is going to be. The Donald is going to host what do you want to bet it goes something like this? What are your views on Syria, Mitt Romney? Well, wrong. Here's what you should think. You know, Donald's not going to ask questions. He's going to tell them what they should think, because that's what Donald does, right?
And he makes it about himself. I mean, everything is about him.
Right.
So how do you hold a debate where you're supposed to be focusing on the candidates when it's going to be more about the quote-unquote moderator than it is actually about the debate itself?
They're already calling it the presidential apprentice debate.
Yeah.
That's what John Huntsman's campaign manager called it, and our spokesman. And John Huntsman says, I'm not going to go.
Good for him.
And Ron Paul said, I'm not going.
Good for him.
That it is making a mockery of running for president, that being president of the United States is serious, and then they won't do it. Here's Ron Paul talking a little bit about this.
I don't understand the marching to his office. I mean, I didn't know that he had an ability to lay on hands, you know, and and anoint people. But, you know, I have to just do my thing.
I have a statement to make regarding... I never tell people how to vote. I don't care. You make your own decisions, and you shouldn't listen to somebody like me any more than you should listen to Donald Trump, quite honestly. I am going to say this right now. I'm not going to vote for anyone who would show up to a Donald Trump debate.
Mm.
Your mere attendance at the Donald Trump presidential apprentice debate disqualifies you from being president in my eyes.
Why?
I think it shows you don't take running for president very seriously. I think it shows that you're willing to suck up to the lowest common denominator, of which I think Donald Trump is one of them. You know, who's next? The Kardashians going to hold a debate?
Yes, now there's an idea nobody's thought of. That's maybe an interesting idea. Radio host Barry Young and his group talking about this debate with Trump involved and how important it is that GOP candidates just say no.
Republicans are about to do it to themselves again. We have the next big Republican debate coming up. We have one every, I think we're extending the length of time between them to almost 20 minutes between each debate. So they become.
No, I'm not certain of that.
It could still be up at 15.
I think we've had 11.
Heavens. All right. The next one is going to have this is a double whammy. Those of you who are Republicans, wait till you hear this. We're going to have Donald Trump involved.
As the moderator. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't make it up.
Trump will be the moderator.
Is this happening on Saturday Night Live?
This is real.
You know what we call this in the business of radio?
A mistake?
Close. What we call this is we get an article like this, we look at it, and this is shooting fish in a barrel.
I'm going to tell you what.
It's too easy.
I got a bet on it.
Is this true?
This is the Jerry Sandusky of presidential debates. Nobody gets out alive. Wait, why doesn't somebody in the Republican Party step up and say, just a minute?
This is a cartoon. This is not a debate.
All right. Who's going to have...
As Andrew said, this is Saturday Night Live.
These people are so out of it. They don't understand that it's all about the name recognition. Just get my name right, please. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. Go to Best Buy or BestBuy.com and save $50 on a Kodak Hero 6.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 10th. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
After the hour, as we move on to the next page of the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in Talk Radio, the GOP race, who's running, who's in, who's out. Here's radio host Charlie Sykes, who's talking to Congressman Paul Ryan, in this clip from his program, about his take on how this presidential field is boiled down, and whether or not Ryan regrets not running.
Almost every single story, every single poll would suggest that Republican voters are really, really torn and not terribly jazzed about the field. Can you give me your handicapping of what it looks like right now? I personally think that Newt Gingrich, who's ahead, is not electable, whatever people might think about him. And that, you know, when you're talking about winning it all next year, I think we're, and you can disagree with me here, I think we're kind of maybe on the edge of blowing a big one.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you. It looks like it's come down to a two-person race. I think that's pretty obvious. You know, people keep saying it's not too late for someone to get in. No, it really is too late for somebody to get in. I mean, filing deadlines have been passed, so let's just accept the fact that the field is what it is. And it's probably a two-person race. And there are plenty more chapters to play out of this thing. I hear Romney's got some big speech coming up on tomorrow or Wednesday or something like that. You know, what we learn is you have sort of a rising star that comes up for a while, and we'll see how long that person lasts. You had Bachman, then you had, you know, Kane, you got Newt. We'll see. You know, Rick Perry was up there for a while. So I just think this thing has many more chapters to play out. I think at this time in the last cycle, Rudy Giuliani was the leader and Fred Thompson was in second place or something like that. So this thing's got more chapters to play out. And yeah, what matters is, are we going to meet the moment? You know, it's not as if everything is in the presidency. Let's not forget the fact that Congress has a lot to do with all of this. And that's why I focused on the House Republicans, making sure we get good people running for the Senate so that the Congress can meet the moment with the kind of budget that is necessary to reclaim our greatness, take on these challenges. And that's what we've done. That's what our Path to Prosperity budget does. If we can get the Senate, we get the House. Working with a new president, I think we can fix this country's mess.
Any regrets?
I don't look back like that. I just don't think you should run life like that. You know, when I made that decision, it was a gut decision. It was a decision that if other people want you to run a lot more strongly than you yourself do, that's not a reason to run. you know, maybe it's just the phase of life I'm in. You have to want that job so badly that you put everything else in your life, you know, aside and go run for it. And I'm just not at that particular phase in life where I think like that. So no, I don't have regrets. I'd like to think that these, you know, remaining candidates are going to rise at the moment that we have, and that with a new Congress will be enough to save this country from going down the tubes.
Yep, I think it would be interesting if Obama were the president and there were Republicans in charge of both the House and the Senate. That would be something. If you look around at who is voting and who's interested in voting, some of the young people, leaders of some of these groups, say that health care and education costs are going to be the issues that sway the youth vote. And I don't hear a lot of discussion about this on a lot of talk radio programs. I hear the old stuff about Medicare, just old, the focus on old. And it seems to me, I would say this to my colleagues lovingly, if you want to have people tuned in who are younger, the issues that they're concerned about are education and health care. And I hear a lot of, you hear, let's repeal Obamacare. Okay, so what do you do in place of that? How do you deal with the health crisis that is? I don't like Obamacare any more than anybody else does. But what fixes the problem of health care, the costs of health care in our country, and being able to have access to it? 800-510-8255. Here from MSNBC, Brian Burrow is a Vanity Fair reporter. He's talking to Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, also involved in the conversation, Time Magazine's Mark Halperin, about Rick Perry and if he can make a comeback.
You know, Perry, I think he and his people thought they had an opportunity to come in a field in which they didn't identify a strong conservative, that he, Perry, would be the strong conservative that it appeared America so wanted. And I think what we found was, for a number of reasons, Rick Perry was not ready for prime time.
Well, we could have talked about the rise and fall of Newt Gingrich. Could there not be a second act for Rick Perry?
I think there very well could be a second act for Rick Perry. The problem is, I wonder how much money is left for that, and I wonder if America hasn't already come up with its opinion about Perry in a way that it hasn't about Gingrich.
There was a fair amount of opinion in Texas, in political circles, that Perry would be a formidable candidate.
Yeah.
They'd watched him win a lot of races, and they saw an opening. What's been the reaction amongst people in Austin and elsewhere in Texas political circles and their analysis of why Perry's failed?
Well, as you know, Mark, people are shocked in Texas because even those who consider themselves his enemies down there are just shocked because he was such a formidable campaigner in Texas. Unfortunately, I think we know now that what it takes to get elected in Texas is not what it takes to get elected in this country. Perry, for instance, famously avoided debates, did as few as possible, and we now know why. I think the nicest thing we can say is that the man's not good on his feet. I think what's probably closer to the truth is that he's not the sharpest pencil in the pack. And I think that has been exposed during all these Republican debates.
So why is he still in it? Does his campaign think he can win?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
I mean, what do you think the mindset is? Because
I think the mindset is they raised $15 or $17 million early on, and they haven't run through all the money yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think when they do, which will be shortly, hard questions will begin to be asked. However, I don't see them getting out before Iowa, and my guess is they can get up over 10 points in Iowa. They know they're going to lose in New Hampshire, and Rick Perry's fate, in a best case basis, comes down to what happens in South Carolina.
That was interesting to note that Rick Perry said Kane helped invigorate conservative voters and our nation with a discussion of major tax reform. I think he's right about that. I also think that what they just said, Mika Brzezinski, I think, suggested that Perry, or maybe it was Halperin, saying Perry wasn't the sharpest pencil in the pack. He certainly isn't. And is not presidential material. He's an embarrassment, I think, to the state of Texas. Frankly, if I were a Texan, I wouldn't be touting the fact that he was my governor. All right, so moving on now. Here are our radio hosts, Todd Feinberg and Tom Finneran, with their info on the latest polls and what will happen to Ron Paul in Iowa.
Newt Gingrich, the clear front runner. Polls in Iowa showing him with a 7-8 point lead. One poll has Mitt in third place with Ron Paul in second with 18% of the vote, and Newt at 25.
Ron Paul consistently performs. We're going to see him north of 10, I think, in every poll and in every caucus or primary.
But 16 or 18 points is a whole different ballgame because then you see him threatening to win a primary. And it's possible that if Ron Paul won Iowa, that there'd be some kind of explosion where all these people who don't consider him credible, so they've never followed their instincts that might have drawn them to Ron Paul, they might suddenly go, oh, look, the guy's a contender.
Well, they could, and I'm reminded that Pat Buchanan at some point, when I can't remember exactly when that was, but Pat Buchanan did very, very well, if not
well,
in Iowa,
New Hampshire. Didn't he?
Yeah, and, they were off to the races, or so they thought. But Paul is going to be somewhere between 10 and 18. I don't think that's going to waver at all. He has a cohort that is with him through thick and thin, and on any number of issues, several at least, he is rock solid. He really is in terms of spending, borrowing, other things. Then when you get into the foreign policy stuff and the war on drugs, he creates an awful lot of questions that the American people aren't particularly comfortable with. But nonetheless, you can't take anything away from Ron Paul. I don't know that it's all over for Romney. Given his tenacity, his money, the organization that he's built, he is in this for the long haul, and I don't think he'll accept the verdict of a couple of early states. I don't know how he does well in the southern states if it's Gingrich. If it's Gingrich, who hails from Georgia and has a good thing going down in South Carolina and Florida right now.
The question is if somehow Mitt Romney is where he is, which is the longtime front runner in the Republican race, because there's nobody else people like better. So they say, okay, I support Mitt, because he looks like the one who can win. If that formula suddenly changes, if Newt wins Iowa, then rolls into New Hampshire and comes in, say, 8 points behind Mitt.
Sure.
Then goes on and wins South Carolina and Florida. South Carolina, he's got a huge lead. So then the whole thing, Mitt might suddenly be looked at like he's Rick Perry. He just might evaporate as a force.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and our main ingredient here at the moment, the GOP contenders. A moment for John Huntsman coming up next on the Countdown.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7977. 1-800-270-7070. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful,
especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need
with no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TV with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Feel the good. Feel the love. Who's running? Who's on first? So is it down to, do you think Perry's out and all these other people? Michelle is gone and Perry. Well, all right, let's get to the bottom line here. Huntsman has been very intelligent throughout all of this. Some people just think he's not that glamorous or he's got too much baggage. Here from Fox, Martha McCallum talks to Huntsman about the criticism he's been getting for the way he runs his campaign.
You know, it's interesting to me because you have some sort of prominent conservative thinkers like George Will, and I'm going to show you a little piece that was written by Eric Erickson of Red State the other day. And they're kind of looking at you and saying, why? They're asking why you're running the campaign the way you are in some ways. Well, let's take a look at this Eric Erickson comment here that came out on Friday. It says, what's so tragic about the Huntsman race is that he has the boldest free market economic recovery plan. He has the most pro-life record of anyone in the race other than Rick Perry. And he has the best jobs creation record of anyone in the race with the possible exception of Rick Perry. And he has run away from that off to be the guy who doesn't offend the women on The View. What do you think?
That's one person's point of view. We're moving up in New Hampshire, and I think that says everything you need to know. Our message is resonating with the voters in that very important early primary state. People are coming around and giving us a second look, and I think that's important. They may not have seen the first go-around. They dismissed us because we put country first. I served as United States Ambassador to China at a time when people maybe thought you shouldn't cross party lines, and I say I'm an American first and foremost. I'm always going to put my country first. So some dismiss me right at the very
Do you agree? Do you think that you are the most conservative person in this race?
Oh, I would say you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who's got a more conservative track record.
So folks, conservatives are saying, why aren't you screaming that from the rafters? Well, they feel that you're trying to, you know, sort of be the independent, that you're trying to go, you know, sort of the middle road and make sure that you get that independent vote, which is so important to anybody who wants to win the presidency, and they feel like you've given that ground too much and that it's sacrificing your record.
Martha, this race is looking for leadership. It's not about divisions, conservatives, moderates. This is about leadership. And all people have to do is look at my track record as governor. When I ran for re-election in 2008, I got 80% of the vote for re-election. I got conservatives, I got independents, I got some Democrats, because it was about leadership, not politics. That's exactly the message I'm taking to New Hampshire. It's why people are rallying around. People who turn out to our town hall meetings, they're all of the above. They know that I have a conservative governing record, but they also know I'm the kind of person who brings people together, which we must do at the end of the day, remembering we're all Americans first and foremost.
You know, I listen to him, and every time I listen to him, I like him more. Frankly, that last part, that last sentence, remembering at the end of the day, we are all Americans first and foremost. How many of you are wasting your time and wasting your energy talking down about people because they're Democrats or because they're Republicans or because they're involved in the opposition to Wall Street or they're involved in this, that, or the other thing, and you may not agree with them? And you talk about them with the same disdain you might have for a member of Al-Qaeda. I can remember Rush Limbaugh saying when Hillary Clinton was running for the president that she was more of an enemy than Al-Qaeda. Stuff like that said in a moment of stupidity. It just is. It really bothers me that we have. You know, I said something in an earlier hour of the countdown about how we are here to entertain. That's what the foremost message is from people who are running talk radio programs. Be entertaining. That doesn't mean you have to laugh. It just means you have to keep people listening to the radio. But I think in this circumstance, Huntsman not getting any traction, but he's right on in that message, and I hope he does better than he's doing. 51 past the hour. Up next in the focus of Penn State situation.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The visit that we have now is back to the Penn State situation. As Jerry Sandusky interview that he did over the weekend that appeared in print. Wow. Here are radio hosts Bill Carroll and Chris Lane talking about the interview. This was in the New York Times. You've probably all seen it by now.
Jerry Sandusky speaking out again on these charges against him at Penn State.
Okay, these allegations are false. I didn't do those things. I don't know what to say.
I think that some people think taking a kid overnight trips to a game, being in a shower with a kid that isn't your own, that has been alarming to some people, those facts. And I think what I heard you say is you didn't see it as like somebody else's kid. You saw it more like these kids are part of my family. Is that?
No, she's doing a good job with them. What she's trying to just kind of set it up and not put them too much on the defensive. I would never say some people think. No, everybody thinks it's wrong to shower with these kids. But okay, so now she's set them up. She's gently gone into it. You know, is it because you felt like a father figure? And here's his answer.
And they, you know, so many of them would say that.
But is that?
You know, that was a mutual feeling. You know, a family. Like feeling. It was, you know, it was an extended family. We were an extended family, an extended father.
But is that why you didn't have the kind of barriers or red flags up that somebody else might, you know, say, I don't want to be alone in a room with a kid? I mean.
Yeah. I was talked to once.
You know, by an officer?
By the two. By one person from Children and Youth and by.
And an officer. And that was it.
Yeah.
And as far as you know.
That was it. Isn't that a lot? Isn't that a lifetime worth? Come on. How many times do people have to come to you and say, this might not be appropriate? Before
you'd
you
be
just
terrified.
Stop.
You'd be terrified. Like, any smart male would be terrified about the trouble they might be in.
Think of how much you have to enjoy showering with kids that once someone has brought it to your attention, even once, you would continue to do it.
Right.
You have to be so driven by that. Because you know what? It's easy to avoid behavior, right? Somebody came to me. Let's say I just told, I told the story, Chris, as I just did to you, that my son occasionally walks in on me. What if an authority came forward and said, you know, we think that verges on child abuse. We hear about this again. There's going to be an investigation. I would think, well, I think you're wrong. I didn't cross the line, but it's pretty easy to lock the door. From now on, I am taking zero chance. Wouldn't you just do that?
I would do that. This guy is some kind of cretin, isn't he, huh? Jerry Sandusky, what he's been doing and how he justifies what's what and who's who. The ladies on The View talk about this interview Sandusky gave.
What many people are thinking of as a bonehead move, Jerry Sandusky did yet another interview to combat the 40 charges of sex, child sex abuse against him. And he insists he's just being misunderstood. But at one point, his lawyer had to step in and kind of smack him in the back of the head to clarify things. Take a look.
If I say, no, I'm not attracted to boys, that's not the truth because I'm attracted to young people, boys, girls.
Yeah, but not sexually. You're attracted because you enjoy spending
time. Right. I enjoy. That's what I was trying to say. I enjoy spending time with young people. I enjoy spending time with people.
Yeah. Okay. Does he need to fire his lawyer?
Well, let him to help him.
Well, you know what? You can't suppress all that. What you do in the darkness comes out in the light. You can't suppress it. But in this article, he gave this long interview, and he was saying that nobody said anything to him. He said Paterno never came to him. He said the guy who was running the Second Mile organization didn't say anything to him. They withheld it from the board members for God knows how long.
Because he couldn't tell what he was doing was wrong that long.
But yeah, but did anybody have to say anything?
You know,
what he had,
when he did that interview with Bob Costas, yes. And Bob Costas said to him, are you sexually attracted to boys? He should have said no.
No, he took that.
No.
He has a very sort of like this creepy, nonchalant manner of justifying what he did. And he said before, but I did so much for them, which is what,
opened up a savings account for
any serial killer, molester, there is a way that they psychologically justify what they're doing, and this is what we're seeing with him.
Right. He admits to sort of horseplay and blowing on their stomachs. I didn't get that.
But you know what he said?
He does admit to something like that, which is, why are you doing that? These are boys.
But he also said, Joey, along with that.
Wait, what about the allegation that he was raping a child, that McCreary
saw? Never happened. He says it didn't happen, but he said,
well, sure, of course.
He said, the reason why there was no boundaries, he said, because I treated those children like I treated my own. And I'm going, but didn't think it was inappropriate to even shower with your own kids? Did you deal with your own kids?
There it is. The ladies of you taking on Jerry Sandusky.